Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. And slice the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. It's finally come down. And there is a merger of these two chosen people of God groups. And when that merger occurs, it's like Jesus said in John 17:21, I pray that they were only two people groups at that time, Jews and Gentiles. I pray that Jews and Gentiles might be one. What's the repercussion? It'll cause a cataclysmic explosion in the spirit so that they all may believe. Do you want all to believe? I then start doing what Jesus said. Have Jews and Gentiles become one in Jesus, or as Paul called it, one new man. My guest, Marilyn Hickey, is seeing the most outrageous miracles happen in the most outrageous places. And we'll talk about this a little later on in the week. But Marilyn, I was reading in one of your books and in your literature about the time you had a visit from hell, so to speak, something that every woman dreads. You examined yourself and you saw what appeared to be a tumor in the breast. What did you do about that?
I was on a plane going to speak in New York State. And it scared me because I had this pain, and I went in the restroom, and I saw the thing. I opened my blouse and saw it, and it had red streaks coming out of it. So I thought, now I can be afraid and fall apart over this. I have 4 days of ministry ahead of me, or I can speak to the mountain. I can speak the word. And the scripture I took, and you need to speak the word to your body. It says the word of God, and this Proverbs 4:22, they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. So the word is health to my flesh. In some translations, it says medicine. So I began speaking to that growth, and I was there, and I was staying in a convent because this church had bought a convent, and that's where their services were. So it was very hot, no air conditioning. Bathroom down the hall, I'd get up in the night, that thing would throb, and I would say, well, time for medicine. And I would speak Proverbs 4:22 to it. This word is coming in there. It's health to my flesh. And on the fourth day, the thing totally disappeared. That was the end of it. That's why I say, speak to your body. I'll sneeze and people say, oh, God bless you. I say, he is blessing me because I'm catching more health.
Well, you know what you're doing is you're doing in the supernatural what a doctor might tell you in the natural. You're taking medicine, but your medicine has no side effects and always causes good. I like your medicine, Marilyn.
I love it. I've spoken to my body for many, many years on various things. You know, you're not going to have this. No, Satan, you're not going to do this. I'm going to speak the word to you.
So what happened with that tumor?
It disappeared. It totally was gone. By the time I was on the way home, the thing was gone. No red streaks, no tumor, nothing. Never had it again. And it's important when you speak the word to your body and you see the results that you say this affliction shall not return the second time.
I love that. You know, a lot of people with cancer take that scripture from the Bible and say that. Because
Nahum 1:9.
What is that?
Nahum 1:9.
I love it. I love that scripture. Marilyn, you actually, when I was listening to you talk about this incident, you said that you literally took your medicine or the word every hour on the hour. That you really wanted that medicine to get into your body, didn't you?
I did, and I said, if the word is good, most people take medicine 3 times a day. I'm going to take it for the next 12, I believe it was 12 hours. And so I sat up and I would speak the word to it. Yeah. Get radical. Get crazy about Jesus and his word. Speak to your body. Don't let your body tell you everything it's going to do.
Just out of curiosity, what do you do when you go to the doctor and the doctor said, I have bad news for you. I've just done blood work, and it looks to me like you have cancer and you have to go see a cancer specialist. What is the first thing you would do?
The first thing I would do is look for the scriptures on healing, and I would begin to speak those scriptures. The second thing I would do is I would take authority over the devil. He has no right to my body. I was created in the image of God. And I would bind the devil in Jesus' name and say, you cannot have my body. And you may need to speak it a lot because you may get some more bad news, some more bad news. Keep speaking the good news. Soak yourself with the word of God. I mean, you can't overdo it.
Tell me that scripture again that we're working on this week. We didn't have the time to fully develop it. I want you to speak, and those that are listening, you are not just in an audience sitting on your hands and invisible. I want you to be a participant in the greatest story the world has ever heard. In the last scene of the last act, before the play is over, God is calling you to front and center stage, and I want you to start by meditating on one scripture every week. Tell us the scripture, and then I want you to put it in your own words, Marilyn. That was John chapter 8, verse 12.
He said, I am the light of the world. There's a lot of darkness from us, around us, but he is the light of the world. Light dispels darkness. He that follows me, hey, we're following Jesus. And it says, he shall not walk in darkness. I'm not walking in darkness today. I'm walking in the light of life. I would like to share a revelation in this scripture. Can I do that, Sid?
Please.
When I memorized the Gospel of John, and one day, you know, this is before the woman is taken, you know, the woman is taken in adultery. They throw her down and say, you know, shall we stone her? What do you say we should do? And, you know, Jesus stoops down, writes twice, and says, he that's without sin, let him throw the first stone. So, you know, I just think this is so marvelous. This woman is totally delivered because all of her accusers leave. So I said to the Lord, oh, I love John 8:12. That woman was totally set free. And this is what the Lord said to me. And this is what meditating does. He said, you're so happy about her, but I'm not totally happy with this story. I said, what do you mean, Lord? The woman is free. He said, but I wanted her accusers as much as I wanted her, and I didn't get them. And he spoke more to the accusers, and they left. Those are the kind of sweet things, oh, that are so touching to me, that you get out of meditating. Who knows what every listener is speaking John 8:12, what revelation they're going to get. The end of this verse says, go and sin no more. That woman had Jesus. She had the power over sin. We have Christ in us. We're made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We have power not to walk in the past.
Marilyn, one of the things that people will have, in addition to having the faith for miracles as they get your book and listen to your CDs on God's authority, is their faith is going to soar. And I have to believe that God is going to do it over a short period of time. Why? Because Jesus is coming back sooner than anyone thinks. Most people think they have more time. They don't. And I can't wait to see what's going to happen. Do you realize from just this broadcast and your materials getting out that there will be ministries raised up all over the world, Marilyn?
I believe that. The word cannot return void. The power of your broadcast is the power of the word. It can't return void. It accomplishes that which it is sent to. It prospers in that which is sent to. So, Sid, I love this. On television, you know, I can't reach out of the set and lay hands on people. I can't anoint them with oil, but I can send the word. And these promises that the audience are memorizing, they can send into the life of other people. Psalm 107:20.
He sent his word and healed them. Do you have fear when you or a loved one is sick? Or what goes through the inside of you? Do you say, oh, I wonder if I have faith for that? What goes on inside of Marilyn Hickey?
When I have a loved one who's sick or
yes.
Someone in our...
Or yourself, even.
Our staff. Well, because you practice the word, pretty soon it's very spontaneous with you. It used to be I would struggle, and I'd have to struggle speaking that promise a lot. But now, the first thing I do, and I listen to the Holy Spirit, is ask him for a scripture for this situation and this circumstance, then speak it. And when doubt and fear tries to attack your mind, and it will, I speak the promise. That's what Jesus did. He spoke to the devil. You know, it is written. Say what the word says. It overcomes the devil and will overcome your fear and your doubts.
Well, I you know what else really impresses me about how God is using you, Marilyn, is the amazing favor you have. But that isn't just part of your DNA. That came from doing the same thing with God's word. I mean, you've met presidents and kings and had such favor with these people. Well, our time has slipped away, but it'll be refreshing water when you read Marilyn's book, Your Pathway to Miracles, and listen to her two CDs, God's Authority, literally a new beginning in your life. You need it. A gift of $35. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.